when the twilight is new. I can laugh when I'm happy, I can cry when I'm blue, and I know that the river sees my own point of view. For she's more understanding than a man. They say that love is something that is simply grand. Who needs it when you know he doesn't understand? I can walk by the river in the cool summer breeze. I can dream in the silence. I can speak when I please, and I know that the river comprehends what she sees. For she's more understanding than a man.
WREV FM Burlington. That was More Understanding Than a Man by Margot Gurian. Prior to that was Tall Ships by Swirlies. And that first one was Onadicum by Ahmad Kabor. So as I mentioned earlier on, this is a pre-recorded show. It is currently Friday, May, oh my gosh, 3rd? 3rd. Friday, May 3rd at the moment. And I'm with some friends at the encampment. Say hi.
Hi, we're friends of Molly.
Yay. Yeah, we're gonna talk about some of the demands at the encampment. I don't know if by Saturday at 6 when my show is, if those will be satisfied. My hope is that they will. I kind of think with the trajectory of how things have been going that they will not all be met by then, but that's why we're stating them now. Hey, what's the first demand?
Disclose all UVM investments.
And our second demand, once we have the investments out in the open, is
divest
from
all weapons manufacturers and Israeli companies that are complicit with the ongoing genocide.
So UVM will no longer be funding this genocide.
Yeah, because I kind of don't want my tuition dollars going.
Or like $800 million endowment.
Yeah, kind of important to us.
Yeah.
Third demand is academic boycott.
So everyone's been kind of confused about the academic boycott. It is confusing. We are following the BDS boycott guidelines around the academic and cultural boycott of Israel. And basically at UVM, what that would mean is no longer having any ties with any Israeli academic institutions. So the administration hasn't been super receptive to this, but maybe they will be once they understand it better, because they said they're confused. They're like, I don't know why they're confused. I feel like they've had enough time to research it.
Yeah.
Like, that's your job, but...
Yeah, do your jobs, please! And then our fourth demand, probably the one with the most fun name,
No Linda!
Because we don't want Linda Thomas Greenfield.
No, she said no to a ceasefire resolution three different times, or at least one of them she oversaw.
Yeah.
And she officially did it twice. And UVM's having her speak and giving her an honorary degree.
Which is a process that students had no say in.
We don't want a war criminal.
We don't want that. And SGA has denounced her. Many other student organizations have denounced her. We don't want her. Simple as that.
UVM should listen to their students.
And the fifth demand is amnesty for everybody involved in these pro-Palestine demonstrations. This one is one that will develop as the, you know, the discipline process develops.
Yeah. We have the right to protest.
Yeah, we have the right to protest, and that's all I'll say on that for now. We have some great music coming up for you. Another segment, more Palestinian music, more other music, and yeah, I hope that you enjoy the rest of the show. Once again, this is DJ Momo, pre-recorded version of my show, Bozo Dubbed Over, and I'm doing it from the UVM pro-Palestine encampment, so yeah.
Oh, Nothing's ever easy. 16 miles to the promised land, and I promise you I'm doing the best I can. Now don't fool yourself in thinking you're more than a man, 'cause you'll probably end up dead. I visit these mountains with frequency, and I stand here with my
with Arms Outstretched by Rilo Kiley. Before that was OMG by Suki Waterhouse. Prior to that was Nasi in Palestina by Amel. And that first one was Three Anid Anna by Al Fajr Group.
I guess that I can talk about my personal experience here at the encampment. It got set up when I was away from campus, and then I came back and I'd been hearing all this stuff from my friends who were setting it up, and from also online, more anonymous people critiquing it. And I wanted to see what was up. So I went over, and they have so many processes under control for food distribution, making sure everyone has a place to sleep, making sure we're all on the same page with our values, and discussing things with people. And it is overall such a wonderful, peaceful environment. And honestly, it feels like this is what we should be doing as students. Organizing is tricky. It always will be. You'll always be talking to people that disagree with you, working with people that disagree with you. I think, especially as a student, the times where I learn best are when I'm engaging with things that are difficult, and when I'm walking in uncertain territory,
And that's what we're all doing right now, you know, building a movement in these modern times. And yeah, I think that's really important. And I've been really heartened to see the amazing organizing efforts of my peers here on campus, the support of the grad students, the student workers, so many community members, so many people bringing in food. It is one of the most amazing displays of human connection and solidarity I've ever seen, and it does work. And I guess that's what I want to leave people with. I'm really proud of the work done here. But I also want to say that the focus does need to be on Palestine. These encampments are about something, and we should be constantly taking opportunities to educate ourselves, to familiarize ourselves with the nuances of those issues, and so we can be better equipped to defend human rights. Once again, this is a pre-recorded show, Bozo Dubbed Over, with me, DJ Momo. And I'm here at the UVM Palestine encampment. I hope you enjoy the other songs I have planned for you.
شحال مشاتي يالله علينا نعجل شوي وتوكلي عالله غابت علينا الشمس يا شحال مشاتي يالله علينا نعجل شوي وتوكلي عالله
90.1s of UREV FM Burlington. That was Lighthouse number 429 by Brian Eno. Prior to that was A Patriotic Song by Sabrine. And that first one was Gurbet by Ozdemir Erdogan. I wanted to use this segment to talk about one of our points of unity here at the camp. We have this big sign on a tree with our points of unity, just like common values that we want to focus on.
And the first one is we center the Palestinian struggle.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have to say about this one?
I think it's important to remember that, yes, we are fighting for our five demands, and our five demands are important. But at the end of the day, what we're really fighting for is Palestinian liberation. And even if all of our demands are met, Linda speaking here is not going to cause a ceasefire or free Palestinians. So it's just kind of important to remember that. And despite how kind of centralized in the States it feels when just like talking about all of the college encampments, it's important to like keep checking on Palestinian news, like stay up to date with what's happening there. Follow like Palestinian updates on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it's really important too to like, we're all in here in solidarity with one another, but we also need to have personal accountability practices and be checking in with ourselves that we are centering that and that we do know what's going on and that we are truly keeping that connection. Because like, you know, having a camp set up, it's easy for it to just slip into like social hour if you don't have that focus. And yeah, I guess I just want to make it clear that that is a really big focus of our conversations right now, how we can center Palestine.
We got more awesome music coming up for you. This is my show Bozo Dubbed Over. My name's CJ Momo, and it's a pre-recorded show here at the UVM Palestine encampment.
And now for a message from the station. As a music listener, your ears are your best friends. That's why it's always important to keep them protected. A recent report from the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders estimates that 50% of U.S. adults listen to music or other audio too loudly in their headphones, and that 40% are frequently around dangerously loud noises during events like concerts and sports games. Thankfully, significant hearing loss is easily preventable. Simple things like wearing earplugs when you know you'll be somewhere loud or turning down the volume on your headphones go a long way toward ensuring you'll have good hearing for the rest of your life. So, when you're rocking out, be sure to protect your ears. This message was brought to you by your hearing-conscious friends at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Your unkindness rewrote my autobiography. Punchlines in guts, blades for tongues, and a mouth pregnant with thunder. Your unkindness told me to push through, look, listen. I was born on the 50th anniversary of the Nakba, to a mother that reaped olives and figs and other Quranic verses. What dini was zaytun? My name, a bomb in a white room, a walking suspicion in an airport, choiceless politics. I was born on the 50th anniversary of the Nakba. Outside the hospital room, protest, textured with burnt rubber, kafiyat faces and bare bodies. Stones thrown onto tanks, tanks imprinted with US flags, lands smelling of tear gas, skies tiled with rubber-coated bullets, a few bodies shot, dead. Die, numbers in a headline. I and my sister born. Birth lasts longer than death. In Palestine, death is sudden, instant, constant, happens in between breaths. Born amongst poetry, on the 50th anniversary, the liberation chants outside the hospital room told my mother to push. Thank you.
That was Peace by David Bixby. Prior to that was Clean by Howdy. Before that was Chinatown by Jesta Brazil. And that first one was My Nakba Birthday by Mohammed El Kurd. Once again, you're listening to 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. My name's DJ Momo, and this is my show Bozo Dubbed Over. But today has a more serious tone because I am at the UVM Palestine encampment. It's also a pre-recorded show. I forgot if I mentioned that or not, so there you go. We wanted to talk about our fourth point of unity. Our struggles are interconnected. On the sign that's hanging in our camp, says the Palestinian struggle is part of a multidimensional fight for justice and equity against colonial capitalism. No one is free until we are all free. I feel like as a gender studies major, okay. as a gender studies major, I talk a lot about intersectionality and the idea that all of our identities are bound up together because they're all just kind of boxes that we have and they're gonna overlap because that's what we do when we exist together.
And there is a lot of overlapping identities within Palestine. It's important to remember that Palestine is not a monolith. And it's important to also just look into individual stories and learn about individual people in Palestine. And it's a lot to just look at the numbers and just see how tragic it is. But I think it's important to like learn some of the human stories and just really like understand the identities and all the intersectionality within Palestine and within our movement and within all political movements.
I think one thing that really stuck with me from the vigil yesterday was somebody that was leading it had said, and it was led by all of these doctors and nurses and medical students and healthcare workers, and I can't remember who said this, but they said that if the healthcare system is failing in Palestine, that is reflective on the whole world, and that is reflective on our moral responsibilities and our ability to help other people just globally. And so anyone involved, whether it's personal identity or the systems that we've set up that are, you know, that are cross-cultural, we need to be concerned just as people. We got some more songs coming up for you soon. علي ولولح فيها وغني عتابة وميجانة وسامر فيها علي الكوفية علي ولولح فيها وغني عتابة وميجانة وسامر فيها هز الكتف بحنية جفرة عتابة ودحية هز الكتف بحنية جفرة عتابة ودحية وخلي البارود يهلل ويحليها خلي البارود هلل ويحليها
WREV FM Burlington. That was Cherry Chapstick by Yola Tango. Prior to that was Living in Vain by Karma, and that first one was Ali El Kufia by Muhammad Asaf. We're nearing the end here, and as you can probably tell by the lack of background chatter and the echo of my dorm bathroom, I am not recording this segment at the encampment, but just wanted to close out the show and say thank you for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed some of the music that I shared today and little glimpses into what life is like inside of the EVM encampment. While the circumstances of what is happening in Palestine are horrific, I'm really impressed with the movement building of my generation, and I really hope that if we continue these solidarity movements all across the country and across the world, and we remain attentive to the nuances of these conversations, acknowledging that people are coming from all different backgrounds, all different perspectives, have grown up with different ideologies, and we try to focus on our commonalities and explore our differences, then I'm really hopeful for what the future will hold for us. I'm gonna finish us off with one more segment. It's gonna be quite a lot of songs, 5 of them, in fact, so hang in there, and I'll be back to announce what they are at the end. You're listening to 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. My name's DJ Momo, and this is my show Bozo Dubbed Over, a special edition that I did, pre-recorded, focusing on the current encampment at UVM. Thank you.
لأجلك يا بهية المساكن يا زهرة المدائن يا قدس يا قدس يا قدس يا مدينة الصلاة
بجياد الرهبة
هادم
من كل طريق
هادم
بجياد مدينتنا فأنا ذاهبة لأصلي سأدق على الأبواب وسأفتحها الأبواب وستغسل يا نهر الأردن وجهي بمياه قدسية وستمحو يا نهر الأردن أثار القدم الهمجية الغضب الساطع بجياد الرهبة الغضب الساطع بجياد الرهبة وسيهزم وجه القوة سيهزم وجه القوة
سيهزم وجه القوة
البيت لنا والقدس لنا البيت لنا والقدس لنا وبأيدينا سنعيد بهاء القدس بأيدينا للقدس سلام
بأيدينا للقدس سلام
بأيدينا للقدس سلام
بأيدينا للقدس سلام
للقدس سلام للقدس سلام للقدس سلام
These accidents that happen follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak. I feel emotional landscape. Where I want.
حدود قلب الدنيا هويتي قلت لهم ان بيافا خبايتها ستي وقفوني على حدود قلب الدنيا هويتي قلت لهم ان بيافا خبايتها ستي يا كلمة القلتة تقصم وصفين صف بكرة بيجو صف يسأل وين يا كلمة القلتة تقصم وصفين صف بكرة بيجو صف يسأل وين سخط فسخوني نصين نصي على حدود نص بحضن ستي وقفوني على حدود قلب الدن هويتي قلت لن إن بيافا خبايتها ستي
Thank you. Judy wrote the saddest song. He showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? He used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with the boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch. Fell asleep till it was morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping, yeah. She wrote was Judy and the dream of horses, dream of horses, dream of horses, dream of horses. The best looking boys are taken, the best looking girls are staying inside. So Judy, where does that leave you? Walking the street from home with the star upon your shoulder, lighting up the path that you walk. With the parrot on your shoulder, saying everything when you talk. If you're ever feeling blue, then write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Call it
WREV-FM Burlington. That was Judy and the Dream of Horses by Belle and Sebastian. Prior to that was Swinging Doors by Marina Allen, which is a new song from an incredible songwriter who is so underrated, and you should absolutely check her out, Marina Allen. Preceding that was At the Border, Al Hadood by Marcel Khalif. Prior to that was Joga by Bjork. And that first one, starting off the set, was Zarat El Madain by Fairuz. Thank you so much to all of my listeners for tuning in to Bozo Dubbed Over with me, DJ Momo. It's my last show of the spring semester, and I just wanted to close off saying I could not be more grateful for WREV and for being able to like share my music with people. I transferred here this year, and I was praying and hoping that I'd get onto college radio like I was at my old school, because that was really what got me through my freshman year. And I did, and it's been such an amazing community. I've loved working on exposure. I've loved sharing my music. And despite, you know, my qualms with the institution, as this show has touched on today, I could not be more happy and proud of my peers and to be involved in such an awesome community. So yeah, 90.1
WREV FM Burlington. For the last time, this was me, DJ Momo, and my show Buzzo Dubbed Over. Have a wonderful next few months. I'll be sending you blessings and happiness and like general joy and merriment. Yeah, cool. Okay, bye.
lucky you. You survived step one. Now all that's left is step two to 2019.